Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service, we may be seeing rain showers later this afternoon, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 36, breezy with a southeast wind which could gust as high as 36 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 30%. Tonight, rain likely mainly before 11 p.m., cloudy with a low around 31. Winds could gust as high as 36 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 70%. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. And on Tuesday, mostly cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 35. Breezy with a west wind gusting as high as 29 miles per hour. And in the news for today, following his State of the Union address on Tuesday evening, President Joe Biden is planning to be in Madison on Wednesday as part of a speaking tour aimed at touting his economic successes and the creation of jobs, which continue to grow nationwide. Biden will be traveling with Vice President Kamala Harris and an entourage from his administration. Biden is also expected to officially indicate whether he will run for a second term around the State of the Union. In the 2020 presidential elections in Wisconsin, Biden won by a narrow 0.63% margin over then-President Donald Trump, who had won it in 2016 by 0.77% against Hillary Clinton. The Republican National Convention will be held in Milwaukee for the 2024 general election. In an article published by the Atlanta Black Star, Kyle Rittenhouse is requesting donations after a federal judge ruled last week that the father of one of the men he fatally shot can move forward with his wrongful death lawsuit. Rittenhouse killed two men in Kenosha, Wisconsin during the Jacob Blake protests on October 25th, 2020. Blake was shot seven times in the back by the police and left partially paralyzed. Rittenhouse, who was a MAGA supporter, used an AR-style rifle to fatally shoot two unarmed men during the protest. He later claimed he wanted to protect businesses. Rittenhouse shot and killed 26-year-old Anthony Huber and 36-year-old Joseph Rosenbaum. He also shot and injured 27-year-old Gage Grosskreutz. The man chased Rittenhouse, believing he was an active shooter. Rittenhouse claimed self-defense and was acquitted on all counts in November 2021. Huber's father, John Huber, filed a civil lawsuit over his son's death following the acquittal. Again, this report comes in part from the Atlanta Black Star Online News. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.